There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along, as usual, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, with an overview of the charts for the week of June 8th to the 12th. The hot stories, top topics, if you will, from the News Talk Radio world, as put together by the research, the folks that work at Talkers, listening to a lot of radio programs, radio stations, radio hosts, all that good stuff. So this is the process we go through each week. Michael starts this hour with a rundown, actually, of the top 10 stories, top 10 people, and then we'll nuance it. Much of what we talk about this weekend will be wrapped around some of the excitement of the Talkers Convention in New York City and the people who will be there and the kinds of things that those of us who are in this business learn by being around other people who are in the business. I can give you a lot of great examples. Michael can as well. And so we'll get to that. But first, the all-important list, Michael.
Here's the list, and these are the topics that have been talked about on talk radio across America on stations just like the one that we're on right now. At number 10, we have sports. The NBA and the NHL are in their finals, and those are the best weeks for both hockey and basketball. The finals are very exciting. Even if you're not a fan, you become a fan during that if you pay attention. At number 9, we have also sports. Horse racing is considered a sport. American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. We have at number 8, the Bilderberg Group and the G7 meetings. At number 7, huge sociological story, Caitlyn Jenner. At number 6, we have news from Apple, WWDC, and we have the New York prison break at number 5. That's like something out of a movie. At number 4,
is.
Obama.
It is, isn't it?
Power tools?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
The woman is a seamstress that was trying to help them. There's all kinds of stories in
the
window.
They worked their way out of there with a sewing machine?
Well, she knew them both because she was the seamstress. I'm wondering, what do they need a seamstress in a prison for? And making
the
outfits
looking,
specially for...
nice-looking outfits.
Yeah, they're apparently, yeah.
You know this is going to be a movie someday.
Of course it is.
A great New York prison break.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Prison breaks are always great movies, aren't they? Ingenious ways that people cut holes through the wall with a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
They're all the same, you know. And then they get out, you know, a mile away from the prison, and one gets caught and one gets away.
And it's even better this time because the suggestion was the woman was sexually attracted to at least one, if not both, of these guys. She was going to help them. Because she believed in their cause, or they'd convinced her, and then she has a fainting spell and found that she's having anxiety attacks, and it's actually so simple, you almost wonder how the heck these guys haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, well, it's a big world out there.
Yeah.
And it's always fascinating. The whole concept of getting lost, especially in today's world with GPS and satellite, you know, cameras and the internet and smartphones being able to be traced in both directions. And the whole idea of getting lost in today's society is almost technologically impossible.
I know it is.
if you think about it, if you had to disappear and evade the long arm of the law, it's almost impossible.
Well,
in today's world.
And you can't get, there's nothing that you can, if you will, get away with, just as an aside for a minute, one of the stories this week that has been part of our new program, The American Family Farmer, is the story of the farmer in Pennsylvania that was beset with problems because the Humane Society sent an undercover activist in to get pictures of what was going on in this farm. And it really has created a big hubbub. But what it brings back around into focus is that there is no privacy, that there is no place you can go. There is no, what is the old, remember the old song, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide?
Yeah.
No, there isn't. But yet, in the case of this the birds, it's one thing. But these guys, you know, they could be walking through the mountains in Vermont. Who's going to find them? Unless
well,
they are using
the
cell phones.
If they go to a place where they can't be found, they also can't cause trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
It's only when they interact with society that they could be dangerous. You can't, you know, if they go with them, if they live among the birds and the bees and the bears, well, then more power to them. But if they try to integrate into society, they will be caught. You know, we want to take an office pool on how long it's going to take, you know, for these guys to get caught.
There was some criminal this week. I think it was in Florida, who was caught that had committed something 15 years ago in some upper Midwest state. And finally, this person got captured. And so those things do go on. They do happen. You wonder whether the television show Cold Case, where the trail gets cold, sometimes people reactivate for whatever the reason.
Let's move on to number four. We have Obamacare funding issue and the TTP trade deal. And number three, the really huge topic that's going to be going on for a long time, the 2016 presidential prospects. And number two, the police African-American relations and the Texas pool party incident. And at number one, ISIS military progress and the U.S. military Iraq policy. And the people on the list, we have number 10, horse. I don't know. We have to have a discussion here at the editorial board whether a horse is being a person.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the jockey.
Pharaoh.
Yeah.
They didn't spell the name right.
Mm-hmm.
And number 9, LeBron James and Stephen Curry, two great basketball players facing off. John Boehner at 8, Caitlyn Jenner and Bob Costas at 7, Jeb Bush and Rand Paul at 6, Ted Cruz and Rick Santorum at 5, Hillary at 4, Rick Perry at 3, Lindsey Graham at 2, and Barack Obama at 1. And Barack Obama, of course, is not a candidate for president.
No. All right, he'd be like that. If you watch the Netflix thing, Flags, the Kevin Spacey thing.
Oh, is that House of Cards?
I mean, Flags. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. House of Cards.
I've not seen it, believe it or not. And I know it's like very big. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's quite good. It not only is a great piece of work, I understand, but it also is significant in terms of media because it was one of the first times that a non-content producing network produced content.
Yep.
And now competes with the HBOs and the ABCs of the world.
And very successfully, too, by the way. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the issues of the week here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future. Keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Intel. Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel-powered technology. A poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wishlist, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher, Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and all the insightful information that you can glean from a week's worth of activity in the News Talk Radio world, including the Talkers Convention going on this weekend in New York. And I asked earlier how it was that we could take, and this may be an ongoing conversation, something that we could actually focus on each week. Take a talk host and then figure out what have you learned, what can you learn. And when we get together in meetings like this where there are hundreds of people from the talk radio world, many of them hosts and the people they work for, so we're there to learn from each other. And I think I learn sometimes as much from the individuals in the conversations that we have, the sort of networking that goes on, Michael. But then, you know, the idea is to put forth performances in some of these groups where there is something obviously that comes out that we haven't ever discovered before. And, that's when the catalyst of putting all these people together and just letting them go, that's the genius of this, isn't it? Because of what they do for a living.
As a matter of fact, we've often kidded around about it, but there's truth to it, that we don't even need sessions. If we didn't even have speeches or sessions, if it was just one big cocktail party for 18 hours, it would be just as valuable. The people really get off on meeting each other in an environment that's extremely informal. Unlike most conventions and most industries, which are very formal, very cookie cutter, very large, spread out over a large convention center, gaps of time between the events, 2-3 days, you don't really come away with the feeling that you've been part of something that rises above the obvious.
No.
And this thing is quite the opposite. This is like going to an industry wedding. It has that very, very collegial, warm, fuzzy feel. And you see people who are considered low on the totem pole rubbing elbows with the captains of industry. It really is an amazing opportunity for that human-to-human chemistry that really is important in radio, because radio is a people business. That sounds like a cliche, but boy, is it true. And when you get too corporate and you get too plastic and you get too cold in a people business, the art form suffers greatly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really, this defies really analysis. But it seems to be a very popular event. It's been going on now for 18 straight years in this industry. The people in the business seem to love it.
Well, there's a prejudice, obviously. Those of us who have been to, I think, and I say this lovingly and advisedly, I think Jim Bohannon and I are the only ones that have been to every single one of these. And we sort of laugh about it. And we may be wrong, but we think we are. And we think about what sort of how this stuff all started years ago, and the people that were around then, the people that were around now, and the differences in the discussions. I mean, just look at the technology, if nothing else, that has changed so wildly. So we'll focus on this a little bit more. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here in this hour as usual, as my resource and your resource for the hot hits, the heavy hits, the big talk topics in talk radio, on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, this week looking at, you know what, it bothers me when I say looking at, because this is a radio program. We're not looking at anything. We're talking about what's on the list, which you and I can look at, and people can see it at talkers.com. They can see it at DougSteffen.com. And by the way, you can address your comments if you have them. If something that Michael says or I say pique your interest, Michael at talkers.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Help yourself. We were discussing the up close and personal connection that we have. You said the captains of industry are rubbing elbows with the younger ones who are coming along, or maybe people that don't work at the bigger stations. And right. There's this awe factor. I agree with you. That's what goes on. I find it troubling because I don't like to think of these people as stars, even though maybe they are.
The egos are gigantic.
Yeah, right.
The one
yeah.
thing that I don't like about the work I do is that I have to deal with a tremendous number of malignant egos. And that comes in almost any industry, but especially in show business.
Right, yeah. Malignant.
Malignant egos.
Egos. That's a great phrase.
The human ego is definitely a fascinating component of the human condition.
Yeah.
And it comes into play when you're in the arts, when you're in show business, when you're in anything that's competitive, that has high-profile individuals who are judged for their own being as opposed to necessarily, you know, how many widgets they manufacture.
Yeah. It's just really incredible how, as the industry shrinks, we do find people who've been around for a long time. They have sage advice, and it is broadening. There are a couple of people that I know who were regular hosts early on, and they specialized. Some of them gone into sports. Some of them gone into technology. I can think of a couple of people who were good generalists years ago, and now they're into technology, and they're so authoritative. You think about who would have thought 20 years ago there'd even be a market for a show, never mind competing shows that get a huge audience because they're so involved in something that we had no idea was going to exist 20 years ago.
Well, that's the nature of the 21st century. In all media, it's becoming targeted and it's becoming specialized. The day of the generalist is over unless you make a specialty out of being a generalist, where you're a famous storyteller, or you're so quirky and so wild that people, you know, who like that kind of thing, like Kim Kardashian or something like that, where you're famous for just being you. But no, it's what's it about? Is it about, like you say, you've launched a farm show. It's about the family farmer. Is it about technology? Oh, it's a show about computers. Oh, it's about sports.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about economics. You mean it's just some guy taking calls and commenting on the newspaper? Forget it. That doesn't cut it anymore.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. You got to have a personality wrapped around it with opinions and that sort of thing. Here's a statement on what's going on technologically speaking. I'm looking at my Facebook page, and all of the people who I am friends with who are friends with me who are broadcasters. And I can name a couple names, not important for the story, but I'm looking at this one fellow that I have worked with or known for, heavens, 30-some-odd years, and how his reality has changed in not many ways. He was working for me doing something that he was good at, and through the years he stayed working as a news person, a news reader, if you will, on the news radio stations in Boston. There was one, and now there's another one, and he transferred from one to the other, and has still been doing it. He sounds the same, has the same energy, reads the same. I used to say, the guy's name is Rod Fritz, and I used to tease him about Rod Fritz barks the news, because... but he does, and that's what you expect. You have that staccato with him, and it's kind of what you're used to. But he's had a very consistent career in an era where there are a lot of people who would die for the consistency that he's had. So it's interesting. I'm just looking at his status and some other status changes on Facebook. Isn't it amazing? Michael Harrison.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, as we transporting.
Transgender.
There's that too. Caitlyn Jenner, number 7 this week on the countdown. I wonder, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown, thank you for coming back with our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio. This thing, the myriad of approaches to her, to him, to it. One of the most interesting conversations I heard this week, and I actually sort of used it myself on the air, was the focus on that crash that Bruce Jenner had on the PCH last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And how now the lawyer for the lady who was hurt has reintroduced the lawsuit, not only suing Bruce Jenner, but suing Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm wondering, from the legal perspective, we have to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal pal, what the ramifications of this are. But do you need to this is fascinating, looking at the law. Do you need to refile a suit because this guy changed his sex and his name's no longer Bruce Jenner? And could he have gotten out of? And then one guy said the reason he had the sex change operation is because he was going to lose everything because he crashed into this woman and this is going to keep him.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, if you change your name, you know, there's a thing called AKAs, also known as aliases and all that. I think it's just I think it falls into the alias thing. It's more the name change than the gender change, and identifying factors about the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an identity. So when an identity comes into question, I mean, even identity theft is a big issue. When an identity comes into question, yes, it has legal ramifications if you are having a lawsuit against a specific person or you're claiming that person owes you money or a debt, et cetera. So it's more of an identity issue than it is a gender issue.
All right. Do you mind if we talk about technology for a moment a little more extensively? Because I had an idea this week, and it may come up as we discuss the sort of things like this at the Talkers Convention. And we'll report on the results of the convention next week here on the countdown. But this week there has been a lot of discussion, and some of it in the good talk radio circles, about Apple getting into the music business to compete with Pandora, Spotify, or even radio stations, because they're introducing something called, is it Beat One or Beats Radio, something along that line. I know you've covered it in your sister publication to Talkers Magazine, So it's escaping me what the specific...
escaping me off the top of my head.
Anyway, but it's something like Beats Radio. So the idea here is to compete with local radio, much the same as Sirius has done as a what we call a satellite broadcaster, Satcaster. They lured into their large and actually growing cauldron Howard Stern, and they paid him something like $100 million a year. Isn't that what the number was? It was something
crazy. It was a big number.
Crazy, big number. Much more than he was making on the radio. So he went to Sirius. Now, let's say, because Apple has $176 billion, with a B, billion dollars in cash in the bank. So let's say they want to really get this Apple Beats going, and they go to Howard because he's negotiating his next contract. And I'm saying this because it could happen to anybody who's in the talk radio world. Let's say they offer him, instead of the 100 that he's getting from Sirius, 200 to leave Sirius and go to work for Apple to get people to pay attention to what they're doing. Is this out of the realm of possibility, or do you think stuff like this? Could I get a call from somebody?
You're mixing apples and oranges.
Okay, help me.
Well, Howard Stern is a talk show host, and we're talking about Apple getting into the music arena.
Yeah, but he could be. I mean, a lot of music stations have talkers on in the morning, right, before they do their music during the day.
We're not talking about a station. We're talking about a service.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge difference. What really is in question is the role of the station and stationality. You're confusing the issue.
Mm.
And Apple is not starting a radio station. They're starting a service to compete with other services that provide music. And their competition with radio is only in that aspect that radio is one of the venues that people get music. So if they were to be hiring Howard Stern, then Apple would be getting into the talk show business,
mm-hmm.
which is a different business. At least I don't think right now they're going to besmirch, muddy the water, confuse the product that they're creating by going for a talk personality. You know, why don't they put movies on it?
Well,
why don't they compete with Netflix?
So then let's go one step further, Michael, in our speculation here, because I think it's an interesting conversation. Let's say that Spotify or TuneIn or use whatever example you want to come up with. The talk radio world has been an exclusive bastion, more or less, even though there are a lot of good podcasts around. But it's been AM and FM. It's been on-air signals where it's had its success because it has immediacy to it, even though you can get it by going to the Internet and going to websites for many of the shows that are popular, that sort of thing. But it still is it's still a radio play. That isn't necessarily the case with music. Would Pandora and some of these others, again, Apple, want to change because they see that in many circumstances, talk radio is the most popular format, most difficult to do, for sure, but it has the most money attached.
Talk radio, Doug, is not a music service.
No, I understand that.
So it is
a service.
Yes, but there is the possibility of other technologies and thus venues providing talk programming. It's already happening.
Yeah.
Sirius Satellite Radio provides talk competition for AM and FM radio. The Internet is full of talk radio stations. I mean, there are more than we can keep up with at talkers on the Internet now. There's so many talk shows that are exclusive to the Internet. Well, that's a form of competition for talk radio. But these Apples and all of these big companies, they're focusing on music service, and that is competing with music radio. Let's step back and look at the big picture of what you're trying to tie that. You're trying to connect the dots. All of the modern 21st century technology out there is providing very, very significant competition for AM and FM broadcasting. And the good news for AM and FM broadcasting is these guys are going to be beating the hell out of each other. It's like that scene in King Kong when they're hiding behind the log and the Tyrannosaurus Rex is fighting against the Allosaurus or the giant, it's fighting against King Kong. You know, it's let them beat each other up because Pandora has to worry about Apple a lot more than some radio station does. And what radio has to do is maintain its sense of stationality, maintain its sense of community, and find an art form that is absolutely specific to its assets and to the services it can provide people. If it can't do that, it's going to fade away. It's not going to succeed. But I don't, you know, if Apple goes and hires Howard Stern, well, then it's a blow against Sirius Satellite Radio. It still is Howard Stern working elsewhere. He's not on terrestrial radio. So all it does is weaken one competitor and strengthen another. What radio has to be doing is creating new Howard Sterns that are radio stars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not worry about how they're going to get this 60-something-year-old guy back to radio. Come up with a 20-year-old version. Catch the next one. Mm-hmm. If there's any, you know, look at professional sports. They keep replenishing their teams. Every year there's a draft. Every year there's a farm system. Every year there are new guys coming up to replace the old guys. It was once the age of Michael Jordan. Now it's the age of LeBron James. Now there's this new guy, Stephen Curry. You have new quarterbacks coming up in football. You get new sluggers coming up in baseball. This is what radio has to do, and this is where it's falling short.
Yes, we talk about this all the time. Where's the next talent? There isn't. There's no new talent being farmed because we don't have a farm team because guys like me put all the local guys out of business and they carry national programs in place of the local programs because the talent is better. And although
well, not always, you know, the irony is, you know, present company exception, you know, an exception. You're a fine talent.
Thank you.
Some of the syndicated talent out there is nowhere near as good as some of the local talent.
Yeah,
I have to say,
too.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know that.
Right. Yeah, I do know that. Yeah, and there's some people that are doing local morning programs that are far better, and they get paid well as a recognition of that. But that's another thing. The pay in this business isn't the way it used to be. At all, by any stretch. So that's one of the reasons the good people have gone away, because with the exception of maybe on the Heavy 100 list, the top 20 or 25 people that are on that list, the other people on the list are making a mediocre living. And you've got to really love what you do.
To a certain degree, to be completely academically truthful, it's always been that way. That radio, just like other forms of show business, look at movie actors.
Mm-hmm.
A very small percentage make most of the money, and most of the people in it struggle to make a living, or they make a decent living, but they may be famous, they may be stars, but they're not rich.
Right.
And, I mean, look at, you know, I think that SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, which is now part of AFTRA or whatever, but the Actors Union probably is a union that has more of a percentage of its members out of work than any other union in the world.
Yeah, right. And by the guy that maybe is well known, I think of an actor like Bruce McGill. You saw him, everybody would know who he was instantly. He's making $100,000 in a movie that another well-known but perhaps bona fide star is making $1 million to do. They're both doing the same work, but for whatever the reason, Bruce McGill can't open a movie, so he's playing a part, an important part in it, but he's getting one-tenth of what the quote-unquote star is getting.
Right.
And that may be the case on radio. We'll pause for a moment as we finish our conversation this week, stimulating, hopefully, as usual. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen.
Ever wish you could travel the world while making a difference in people's lives? If so, you're not alone. Research has uncovered a large demand for vacations that enable people to make a positive impact in the world. To serve this market, Carnival Corporation has launched a new brand, Fathom, and a new way of traveling called Social Impact Travel. Fathom allows travelers to work directly with people in unique and sustainable ways to improve their lives. And because Fathom will bring thousands of travelers a year, it will have a significant and lasting impact on people's lives in global destinations. Fathom President Tara Russell.
Fathom meets the real hunger in the world for purpose while tackling profound social issues. We harness the resources of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, and combine them with the talents of social enterprises around the world. This allows Fathom travelers to make a significant impact that extends far beyond their involvement.
To learn more about Fathom and its maiden voyage to the Dominican Republic, visit Fathom.org.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The weekend of the Talkers Annual Convention in New York. We're talking about the usual issues and some of the things that come up as a result of it being the way that it is. It being the business of radio and talk radio. And that's really what you cover in Talkers Magazine, too. I mean, we're not just talking about the people that are on the air. This is a business.
Yeah, we're a trade publication.
Yeah. So you got to, but do you think that people who are interested in listening to this program who go to talkers.com, do you think they are interested in looking at how it works, or they just want to know what Sean Hannity's doing or Howie Carr is doing or whomever?
Well, I mean, I hope they're interested in how it works because we have a lot more of that than we have of what Sean Hannity is doing. We're not a fan magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even claim to be a fan.
There isn't really a fan magazine either, is there?
No, there isn't a fan magazine, and probably because there are not enough fans.
You think?
I think that that as much as we like to exalt our position in the world, talk radio still is a very specialized niche.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are online websites where talk radio and radio fans, you know, message boards, and they get in great discussions and all that. There are different venues. It's similar to the world of professional wrestling. You know,
yeah.
It's a cult following, and people are into it. But no, Talkers is a trade publication, and we concentrate basically on the business of it. And considering that one of our products in this business is talent, we talk about the talent, but we don't talk about, you know, what does Rush Limbaugh eat for breakfast, or who's Stephanie Miller's latest love interest. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do all that, but we don't do that.
Well, that's great. I didn't realize. Yeah, I'd like to know more about that myself.
Well, I bet you would.
Gossip,
Why don't you start a talk radio fan magazine? Lots of luck.
Yes, well, thanks, pal, for sending me down that route. Lots of luck. Lots of luck.
Well, don't you think I would have done it if there were a market? I mean,
yes,
who's better than Talkers Magazine?
Right,
than Talk
to do something like that.
Magazine.
Yeah.
But there's not really a big market for them.
What a shame.
Well, one of the reasons being is that most of the people that listen to talk radio are too smart to give a damn about Stephanie Miller's love life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're covering the things that also come out in the profiles whenever you go, like the Talkers Convention will have some information in it, ratings and who's listening and their qualifications, the quantity, the quality of the listener, all that sort of thing gets broken down. Another informational segment for another time because we've run out of time here. This week's overview of the stories, the people, and the nuance of talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Countdown. Lawyer, college professor. He's one of the leading experts in our country on scams. And I do want to try to carve out some time to talk about some of the scams that are part and parcel of what we are running into. There's certain things about the thinking of men and women and how warped they can be. I don't know, maybe that's part of number seven this week in the Countdown, the Caitlyn Jenner case. Here's the legal side of something that I heard that was fascinating, Steve. The people who were the victims in this crash, remember last year on the PCH, Bruce Jenner ran in, I think he was driving an Escalade, ran into the back of some woman making a left-hand turn right in front of the big college, begins with a P. What's the name of the college on the PCH?
Pepperdine
in Malibu, right. Yeah. Okay, so he's plowing along there. He's doing something, who knows what, planning for a sex operation. And he runs into this lady, and there is a chain reaction. There's a whole bunch of cars that smash into each other. So he's sued by this lady. He, being Bruce Jenner, sued by the lady and the family who was the victim in the car crash. Okay, so this week, a new suit is filed on behalf of the lady who was in the accident against Caitlyn Jenner because they were worried that there is no longer a Bruce Jenner, so they'd have no action. Did that make any sense or not from a legal point of view?
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. He can change his name. He can use whatever he wants, but they sued that person. It is the same person. Whether he changed his name or not doesn't change that. Whether he, you know, whatever kind of surgery he's had, and I've heard, you know, mixed reports on specifically what's done. To me, it's either a lawyer being excessively careful or one looking for headlines.
Or billable hours.
That too.
Yeah, okay. So that's a lot of hooey, right? That's basically what you're saying, it sounds like. Okay, next. Number two this week, the Texas pool party incident. And what happened to the police officer in question? Why did he go after the girl in the bikini? He has quit. Before he was engaged in this, he'd gone on two calls to prevent suicides. He was successful with one and not successful with the other. So, first of all, there are a couple of different angles on this, Steve. The fact that he quit, does that protect him in any way from any of the legal ramifications of this?
No, it really doesn't as far as any liability. But, you know, let's keep this thing in perspective as well. Did he use inappropriate use of force? I think that's pretty apparent. You know, there'll have to be testimony, but the video pretty much speaks for itself. However, the flip side of that is what kind of damage did the young girl suffer? And I'm not trying to minimize the trauma, the emotional trauma that she went through, but it does not appear that she suffered significant injuries that would warrant any kind of a major civil lawsuit or civil rights lawsuit. So, he did act inappropriately. He is resigning from the force. He still could be open to some civil charges, but they would be minimal at best. I would be surprised if there were a civil suit out of this.
All right. So then let's take it one step further or look around at this. The police department is a fairly affluent community outside of Dallas. McKinney is, I think, 30,000, 40,000 people. It's not unlike many of the suburbs around Boston where you and I live. So understanding that we have a conundrum with how to teach the police to do their job correctly, relationships with the public, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This police officer had been on two calls just prior to this incident where he'd been trying to counsel somebody out of suicide, and then another one he could call to a suicide where the suicide had already been taken place. And so, okay, are the police sensitive at all? What do they do? What kind of training do the people in charge have to have sent this guy? I mean, I'm not always a fan of the police, but in this circumstance, it seemed like really bad management.
I agree with you. I mean, to send an officer out on a call like that after what he had already been in, it did not appear that this was such an emergency that it was all officers in. I agree with you. I think a greater issue was management sending a guy who had human emotions caused by what he had seen.
Yeah, right. So, again, back to what has been my contention all along. We need fewer police, much better trained, and much better paid. Otherwise, you know, you just send in the troops. Remember how many troops there were, troops literally, in the massacre, the Boston Marathon thing? Hundreds. And what did they get done? All right, so we've wrapped it up. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the law, focusing on the legal aspects of some of the elements from the charts this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Tim Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.